On today's episode of Hootworthy, I got to talk to Karen, a 10th grader here at GCA, who's also an entrepreneur. We talked about her business she started, why she started it, the products she sells, and how she makes those products. Enjoy the show. Thanks for coming on the show, Karen.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so 10th grader at GCA, you've been here about 4 years, and you're on Hootworthy because you are Hootworthy, but because you started your own business, you're running your own business. So tell me real quick, what is the name of your business?
The name of my business is Two Unique Collections, LLC. It was originally Ladybug's Treasure, but we decided to change it.
Okay, so Two Unique. And is that the number two?
Yes, sir.
So number two, and unique.
And you spell unique, U-N-I-Q.
U-N-I-Q. Oh, you got to be unique. So that's how you spell it. So you change it from Ladybug to now you are Two Unique. So tell me a little bit about your business. So, when did you start it? How long has this business been going? You know, we obviously have all these products out here. So what do you make? Those sorts of things.
Okay, I started my business back in 2020.
2020.
Right, so it's been about 3 years now. As you can see, I made a bunch of products like my famous wristlets, my pins right here.
Yeah.
My initial keychains, and also my newly product, which are my lanyards.
Your lanyard. So the lanyard's brand new.
Yes.
So before we get to the lanyard, let's backtrack a little bit. So your wristlet right here, was this your first product?
No, these were actually my first product.
Okay, so the keychain's your first product.
Yes, sir.
And so let's talk about why did you start this business?
Okay, so the reason I started my business is because my mom, she kept losing her keys a lot, so I wanted to help her out.
Mom's losing her keys, of course.
Right.
We're all losing our keys, but... All right, go ahead.
I decided to take my creativity to a new level.
Okay.
And another thing that inspired me is I'm a fan of fast cars. So I'm really a car person.
Yeah.
So I'm really into like Dodge, Hellcats, Jeep Trackhawks, Corvettes, and stuff like that.
You gotta be. Who's not a fan of fast cars? Okay. So you didn't mention Mustang, but that's fine. All right.
I like
so,
Mustangs
okay,
too.
So good. So you're into fast cars. Mm-hmm. You got this wristlet. Keys, but first keychain. So you said the keychain was first. Your mom's losing her keys all the time. And is that where the idea behind the wristlet comes in?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So tell me a little bit of the process. So you make these?
Yes, sir.
No one else is making them for you. So you make these. Where'd the idea for the design come from? Tell me a little bit about that process.
Just come up with the design, to be honest. Because I like order different beads, and then put them together.
Okay. And so is the idea behind this, if I've got my keys on this, right, the idea behind it is that I'm not going to lose my keys anymore because what, they're attached? It looks like you got a key set right there.
So they're attached by the little hook.
Yeah.
So you can either attach it to this part or you can attach it to the little hook right here.
Okay.
So you can easily like take off the keys if they're in the way.
Sure. Right on.
And you can like make it a little bit lighter, or you can just put on the other keys just like that.
Sure. That's awesome. So what would you say is your biggest seller then? Is the wristlet, the keychain, these pins? What's your most popular product?
100% the wristlets.
Yeah?
Yes, sir.
The wristlets are big. People want this. And so how did you get started with this? So we know the why. All right. You know, you see this problem of mom's losing her keys, right? So how did you even get started? Like the materials and then putting this together. How'd you do it?
I had to ask for funding from my parents, which took me like 6 months to convince them because they didn't think I was really serious about it.
Okay.
So I had to come up with a plan, how I was going to do it and what I was going to make. And I had to present it to them.
Wow, so you came up with your business plan here.
Yes, sir.
Took you 6 months to convince them.
Yes.
They're like, she's just going to make this a hobby. So is this thing kind of taking off then a little bit?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
I really thought it was just going to be a hobby, but it turned into a business.
All right. So tell me a little bit about your experience then, because it sounds like you're becoming a little bit of an entrepreneur here. So like, what are the things that you expected to happen? And then what were some surprises along the way?
I didn't really expect a lot. Okay. But more everything surprised me. Like, I didn't expect my business to expand like that.
Like people to actually buy your stuff?
Yes, sir.
You were like, I'm going to make this stuff. Maybe one or two people will buy this thing.
Right. So but, it really shocked me about how many supporters I had for my business.
That's amazing. So what are some valuable lessons you would say going from just starting your business out to now you're 3 years into it, you've got multiple products, these wristlets, these pins, these keychains. You know, what are some lessons you've learned along the way?
I learned how to save my money, learn how to budget, learn how to invest in my business all at the same time. So mostly anything like money management wise, it taught me how to do it also.
Yeah, so you're having to budget. So you can't spend more than you're making.
Right.
Right? So you had to ask your parents for some funding. And obviously, they took a chance, they took a risk. They said, "Okay, we're going to give you some money. We'll see how it pans out." Now, obviously, you've been able to pay them back, yeah? And then some. Right. You paid your loan back and then some. So now you're saving and managing that way, huh?
Yes, sir.
And you're getting kind of an education here. Like a business 101 class here. Right. Finance.
Yes, sir. And I think it's really helping me because I want to become a real estate broker while I get older.
Real estate broker. Okay, because that was something I was gonna ask you a little bit to talk about is, you know, what are your plans with this? Are you wanting to keep this going? Do you want to add more products? Do you want to, you know, increase your volume, or you want to go a different direction altogether?
Right now, I want to expand it. So I want to keep it going probably like until I turn 18. Mm. And then once I turn 18, I'm probably going to slow down on it and then go to real estate school and work on being a real estate agent. But if I have time, then yeah, I'll work on it. But if I don't, I'm probably just going to start the business.
Okay, so you're using this as a way to make some extra money?
Yes, sir.
You're also learning a lot, you say. Mm-hmm. Having to budget, manage your money. You took some risks, obviously. And so you're saying that you'd really more want to go toward real estate.
Yes, sir.
So how do you see what you're learning right now with this translating to what you're going to learn at real estate and doing real estate stuff?
In real estate, it's a lot of math and how to budget the money and everything. So right now, my mom is showing me like the percentage of what a broker gets and the percentage of the agent and how much they would get for that house and the commission and everything.
Right.
So I'm doing the math with that as of right now.
Very cool.
I'm doing math with this.
Yeah. So wait, would you say you're doing well in your math classes at GCA then, obviously, because you're doing all this business math? Or is business math a little different than GCA math?
It's a little bit different.
Yeah?
It is 100% different.
Yeah? Okay. You're probably doing, are you enjoying the business math a little bit more than the GCA math or what?
Yes, sir.
Yeah?
Definitely enjoying the business math.
Because it's fun making money.
Right.
Right? It's fun making money. The math means something a little bit more. Well, hey, maybe that can encourage you a little bit with the GCA math, applying it to the business math a little bit. So if you could go back in time, Karen, when you're just starting, so you're 3 years into this business, if you could go back in time, what kind of advice would you give Karen 3 years ago starting this business?
I'll tell her to save a little bit of money, help out my parents with the loan.
Oh, there you go.
So I'll definitely tell her to, hey, save a little bit of your money so you can help them out a little bit.
There you go. Okay. Save a little bit more. Hey, it's hard, you know. It's hard when you see that money coming in. You're like, hey, I want to spend this. So that's great, though, learning from that. So switching gears a little bit, we got this. Your business is popping off, doing awesome. You have all these different products here. But what do you enjoy about being a student at GCA?
What I enjoy is the teachers are nice, the students are nice, everybody is helpful. Even if you're having a hard time in the lesson, you can either ask a student that gets it or you can ask the teacher and they'll help you out.
That's awesome. Helpful people, yeah. Teachers, glad to hear you're having great experience with the teachers and students and making friends. So you're even making friends online.
Yes.
Because that's a knock on virtual school. It's like, can't meet people, can't make any friends. Would you say that's been true for you? Making some friends, meeting some people a little bit.
You get to meet them at like GCA events. Yeah. If they're like close to you.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. So how has being a student at GCA helped you in pursuing this business?
The flexibility of the schedule. Awesome. The sense I can like work on it during my lunch, or once I get finished with all my schoolwork, I can work on it after school.
Nice.
So I just like how flexible the schedule is to help me work on more of my products.
Yeah. Okay. So tell me, how long does making this take? Like average, how long does it take you to make something like this?
I'd say like 2-3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Yeah, it doesn't take long to make them.
I'd be 2 hours. I would be. I would still be trying to figure out how to make this thing work. Can you tell me a little bit, like, how do you make this? Is this like where do you get your materials for all this kind of stuff?
I get the elastic. I get that like from Michaels or Hobby Lobby, and my mom buy the beads for me online.
Oh, okay.
So she know all the names of the websites.
No, that's fine. So you get all these beads online, so you're able to kind of design it, come up with the design, the color schemes.
Yes, sir.
Put it all with the wrist, and then obviously you have other pieces to it. So you're buying all these pieces as well that go in.
Yes, sir.
To it. So 2 minutes. So you're able to knock this stuff out pretty quick then.
Yes, sir.
For you, so you could probably just. And where did the ideas for these different color schemes, they just come to you, or have you always kind of liked art and creativity and all that kind of stuff?
I used to draw before I could do this, so
okay.
Like different color schemes kind of helped me out with this.
That's fun. What about these pens? How do you do that?
I buy the pen separate.
Yeah.
And then I like put the beads on there.
Oh, I see.
Because you can unscrew this.
Right. Mm-hmm. You make it as long as you want. You could just be up here.
No.
Ginormous pen, huh? No,
because it's like a little short,
right.
A little bit on the inside. So sometimes I got to squeeze.
Right. Okay. So you have flexibility. You're able to work on this. Where do people go if they want to check out this business? If they want to see more about you, and also if they want to buy some products, if they're like, hey, this Georgia keychain looks awesome, I want something like that. Or if people are like, man, I'm losing my keys all the time, I need a wristlet. Like, where do they need to go if they want to buy something or check out these pins?
You can go on my website, which is uniquecollectionsllc.myshopify.com, and you smell unique the same way, UNIQ.
Awesome. So here's the thing. This is on our YouTube. All right. We're going to put that link up where people are going to go and see, because I don't want to make you say that again so they don't forget. All right, so we're going to get the link up. If people want to check out these products, if they want a wristlet, keychain, these pins, we're going to put a link up there for you. So be sure, if you're listening on our podcast, they need to go to our YouTube channel so they can check out where your store is so they can buy these products.
Okay.
And any shout outs, Karen, you want to give before we end?
I got to shout out my mom, my dad. I got to shout out all my supporters. I got to shout out Madame McCarthy for recommending me to you. And also I got to shout out the crew here
for
having me on Hootworthy.
Shouting us out at Hootworthy. Awesome, Karen. Well, we appreciate you so much for coming on the show. Stay Hootworthy. And look, hey, get the wristlet. Get some of Karen's wristlets here. Check it out. Get the pin. Stay Hootworthy. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to GCA Hootworthy. Do you have a story about a Georgia Cyber Academy champion rising up, aiming high, and soaring? Let us know at georgiacyber.org/Hootworthy. And make sure you subscribe to stay up to date with our latest content.